"My lord," interrupted Captain Swan.
Jake looked up at the tall captain of the Star Chaser. Beneath his trimmed grey beard, his face was etched with concern.
"What is it?"
asked Jake.
"There's a ship approaching," said the captain.
"Is it the Interstellar Navy?"
"No, it's space pirates."
Jake felt a leap of excitement. Had the space dogs found them? He had missed that crew more than he thought possible, and he longed to see their old cargo hauler, the Dark Horse, again. But what if it wasn't them? What if it was another pirate crew? What if it was the infamous Captain James Hawker and his bloodthirsty Starbucklers? The convoy could not risk being spacejacked while it carried so many refugees.
"We can't outrun them," said Captain Swan. "The passenger ships are too slow. However, we do have some fighter craft, and a few of the larger vessels bear laser cannon. What are your orders, my lord?"
"Hold fire until we know if they're friendly."
Captain Swan seemed surprised.
"Forgive me, but there's no such thing as a friendly pirate. I've been spacejacked enough times to know."
"I'm a space pirate," said Jake. "We're not all the same. Let me take a look."
Captain Swan tapped at the nearest display, and a holographic image appeared of the approaching vessel. It was an ugly ship that looked as though it had been built by faulty robots. Jake could make out a flaming skull and crossbones on its jagged red hull. Where had he seen that emblem before?
"Well," asked Captain Swan, "do you recognize it?"
Jake hesitated.
"Yes, but it can't be that ship, can it?"
"Which ship?"
Jake shook his head in disbelief.
"The Black Death."
The words hung in the air like a sharp frost.
"But that's impossible," said Keller. "We blew up the Black Death 4 days ago."
"You defeated Scarabus Shark?" exclaimed Captain Swan.
"Yes, Jake fired the laser bolt that finished him off, so there's no way that this is the same ship."
Keller peered into the display.
"It doesn't even look like the Black Death."
This wasn't strictly true. The approaching vessel was smaller than the old warship, but there were definitely some similarities. It was as though someone had tried to build a miniature version of the famous pirate ship. Jake noticed that its scorched hull was coated in a red substance. Was that blood?